RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, welcoming to RCR now is, or I am anyway, to the program this morning is Erica Harvey, Lobby for Good in Tauranga. Hi, Erica, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
Yeah, you've hidden your chickens away, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all right, keep them hidden. All right, this is an interesting development. We've talked to you before a number of times. We've had other people on talking about this marine precinct in Tauranga. Yeah. We kind of know the history a bit now, but gone to the next level. What is happening now? What have you done?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So with the marine precinct, we now believe that there is alleged criminal offending. So we've gone to the Serious Fraud Office. Lobby for Good has sent a letter to them outlining our key concerns and where we believe there is some alleged criminal offending. And that kind of is asking them to look into intentional undervaluation, conflicts of interest, if there was any misrepresentation. I mean, I note that they went to PricewaterhouseCooper, and it just looked a bit narrowly focused. And when you use things like that, it's always, you know, they're only working towards the brief that they receive, and their feedback's only as good as the information they have. So I'm querying what information they received, and if it's accurate.
Criminal. Okay. Can you, I mean, you've gave a slight description of that. Can you elaborate on that anymore? Is that sensitive ground right now?
There's some serious concerns I have, and we're starting to see a pattern emerge with a lot of these deals that are coming out between the city council at the time of the commissioners. And so yesterday, also through our lawyer, KM Law, which is Kirsten Murfitt, she submitted another deal of concern, which isn't within the Marine Precinct, but it is other properties where there seemed to be a similar pattern of, you know, interesting valuations, different encumbrance clauses. Yep. And so really what we're saying to the SFO is this kind of looks to be an interesting pattern. And we think that you've got the Auditor General, but that's really just looking at kind of process. We actually think that that there could be some criminal activity perhaps, and we're asking them to really investigate and come and look and see what's been going on within Tauranga City Council.
So when you're talking about those properties, they were sold for less than the value that they last sold for, is that?
Well, interestingly, the properties that we're looking at now, and this is a property on Durham Street and a property on Gray Street, these look to be that they were sold, that these were purchased from the council as well. Yeah, you're right. At what looks to be a undervalued or an overvalued. We've sold it for more than it's worth, it looks like.
Okay, so whoever bought it paid more than they did last time? That doesn't make sense. Well, the other way around. Okay.
The other way around? Oh, yeah. I'm actually getting confused in my own head.
Well, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And then there were kind of interesting sort of clauses that went with that too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like just some were around, you know, an 11-meter building setback was imposed, so that restricts future development of this area in Durham Street. A waiver for non-compliance with certain fire safety requirements, which is just, they're just odd. It allowed the neighbor to use the land for $1 a year rent if demanded. Yeah.
$1 a year?
Yeah, if demanded. So I guess if it's not demanded, maybe they don't pay anything. But if demanded.
Oh, you mean if they demand rent, it'll only be $1?
Yeah.
Boy, how do I get in on that?
I know. How do I get in on that?
All right. Yeah, so it's the pattern that is kind of the alarm bells ringing on the pattern there.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems that all of these patterns seem to emerge inside these publicly excluded meetings. And so, and I think with both of these issues, whether you're looking at the Marine Precinct or you're looking at these other land sales, I mean, it's kind of the questions we're raising are really around alignment with council's, you know, fiduciary duties and ratepayer value. Something doesn't really make sense. I'm just wanting someone to clarify some questions that I have. Now, Kirsten's posted the letter we sent last night on her social media. If anybody wants to read it, I'm going to be posting it on Lobby for Good this afternoon. But yeah, it is definitely a pattern, and it's very interesting indeed.
Do you have confidence in the Serious Fraud Office?
I don't know. Like, we've received kind of confirmation that they've received everything we've put through. We've provided them with some evidence to kind of kickstart their interest in looking into it. And it'll be interesting to see what actually falls out of this. I have heard, I'll give you a bit of a rumor that I have on good authority. It's possibly not a rumor.
All right.
That it sounds that our CEO is looking for other positions and other councils.
Oh, it's starting to happen, is it?
So I think, you know, maybe it's not related to this. Maybe it's just his time to move on somewhere else. But
well, you mean the job's done now?
Yeah. Or maybe it's just, it could be getting a bit more complicated than anticipated. I'm not sure.
This wasn't supposed to happen. The reason I asked that question about Serious Fraud Office, because I remember Winston Peters, you know, they went after him. And that was clearly political. And he won. It cost a lot of money. He won. He's told us here about that. And I just wonder, general thing, you know, how much confidence we can have now in institutions always defending the establishment.
Well, here's what I think is the sad part when we look at democracy. I mean, if we look at the cost that this has cost us to even just raise, we're talking about, you know, significant resourcing. We've got researchers at the moment who are volunteering their time. We've got, you know, legal advice. We've got advisors. We've got all of these people. And I just imagine if you, and I know because it was us and back in 2016, but when there's an issue and no one is listening and you can't get the attention and the public are so busy, I mean, how is someone actually supposed to raise real concerns unless you have significant amounts of money? I mean, every time we raise something, it seems like someone tries to smash us with a defamation suit or, you know, or I guess you could say, I guess it's called a risk of threatened legal action. Sorry, is the correct term?
Yeah. So lawfare, in other words.
Yeah. It's just unfair. I mean, how's any ratepayer or any everyday person who's just trying to, you know, work hard and provide for their family? If you have an issue with any of these government agencies or, you know, a council, you're just, how is, if this is taking us this long to even go through this, how's the everyday
Well, that could be said to be part of the pattern because, you know, you can, well, you can think that, let's say there's, and this is appropriate for the Marine Precinct, something fishy going on. You know that, you know, people might jump up and down, but they're not going to do anything. They can't afford it. We can always sort of torpedo and this and that or close off the exit. So, you know, we're good to go. You can see that that is part of a pattern.
And people are scared. I mean, the stuff that we're finding, I mean, this is stuff that I think a lot of people know is happening, but no one has really wanted to be the one to expose it, per se. And I think the more you start looking, the more questions I'm receiving than answers. And that is of concern to me.
Oh, can you give us an example of that?
Well, I mean, we're just finding, and it's coming in all the time. So we've got whistleblowers like you wouldn't believe coming through with like hard factual evidence, not just saying, I think this is happening, but giving us evidence to look into it. A lot of this stuff really comes back to property developments, to land sales that either the council had at one time and then sold and then releasing it back. And there's some questions that are coming through around the Civic Center, to Manawatake Otapapa, the new museum, different interests within that. I mean, at the moment, I think we have enough stuff coming across our desk that we will be busy for a very, very long time. I don't actually know how we're going to get through. And they're not like little issues. They're big, meaty, like, what in the heck? This doesn't make sense. We need more context. So we'll be sending a lot of emails to the council through the Lagoima request, just trying to see, like, is this what it looks like? Or can you give us some context to help this make a bit more sense? And that's really what our letter was last night as well.
Do you think the leadership's there now with Mahi Drysdale?
I think there's some really, really good counselors that read and ask questions. I think the problem sometimes when you've got people running for council, they don't understand how much reading there is, and I don't think they really have ever.
You
had
mean
a
I have to
role.
Read? You mean I have to read stuff? No one told
cliff
me that.
Notes.
Yeah, I didn't sign
yeah,
up
and
for
that
it.
Seems to be, you know, and what it feels like listening is the more you read and the more questions you have, instead of that being a good thing, which it is for ratepayers, on the inside, those certain counselors look to be almost the bad thing. You know, they ask too many questions. This meeting's going to go on too long because they're here, or, you know, but that is what it's supposed to be. You need to ask questions.
Yeah, totally. Without naming names and talking about patterns, do the same names keep coming up, Erica?
Do you know, it's an interesting question, Paul. And the answer to that is yes.
Why am I not falling off my chair?
Yes. And, yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave that bit of it there.
You know, okay. I just got a text message that someone said a racket is no good unless you're in it.
Yeah, well, that's right. Or what's that Carlin quote? Yeah. It's one big club and you're not a member or something.
I'm clearly not a member of the $1.
Yeah.
The $1 club.
The deal
Although
of the
I'd
century.
I'd like to know how to get a membership into that.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do a lot of smoozing.
Yeah.
All right, anything more to tell us about before we finish up the chat?
Yeah, well, I think from what I know about the, you know, we filed that injunction, which has gone through. It's an interim injunction. There is a meeting, I believe, today with all of the different legal teams involved. So I'm hoping to get kind of some feedback onto that. It could be, though, after Christmas, you know, we're heading up to that holiday period. And yeah, I mean, definitely keep a watch. I'll be posting updates on our Lobby for Good Facebook page as more things come across. And yeah, if anybody else has interesting information that they would like to get to us that's factual and backed with evidence, shoot us an email.
Ring the hotline.
Yeah, ring the hotline. Call Paul.
Yes, you've got a red phone there that yeah. going to ring off the hook. All right, Erica, thanks for coming on and updating us. It's fascinating. It's intriguing, fascinating, and let's see what happens.
I want to say I really appreciate you guys caring enough to interview us. We've kind of struggled a bit just getting into the media, so I just want to thank you so much for the work that you do. And
I'm not surprised to hear about that on one level, but I am my news brain because I've spent 40 years in newsrooms. I know what a news story is. I've told the nation some of the most serious news. First time they've ever heard it. So I've been there. This is a story.
I know.
It's probably potentially one of the most explosive local body stories for years.
That's what I think. But we're only getting, you know, we'll get the Bay Plenty Times kind of stuff, like the local stuff. But I'm surprised we haven't heard it on, you know, on the TV One News or, you know, any, I haven't seen it on any news. I don't even know. Yeah, I just would have thought something like this would have really reached more.
Yeah. Well,
so thank you very much.
We're killing fluoride, so we'll sort this one out too, hopefully.
Thanks so much.
All right. Have a nice day, Erica. Thanks
you
for calling in. All right. Erica Harvey, Lobby for Good from Tauranga. Interesting, eh?
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.